from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's trash.
Watch the women, bro.
I watched them at WNBA. They were all right. They got off to a slow start. They were still decent, though. They've got some woman that hadn't made it in the league. She's been around a long time, though. And then they got your Van Lift.
Serbia was like a pick'em. That was a pick'em in the 3-on-3 league. Germany was a big underdog, and they beat our women. Our women suck. They're terrible. Like,
that's fine, but you'd have to put the men in there as well.
The men, Haley Van Lift, come on, bro. She ran from the grind at LSU. She couldn't win a title there. She ruined Angel Reese and the Tigers last season because she can't guard for nothing. You know, she's running around there and getting...
Sound like Jimmer Fredette to me.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Look, at the end of the day, here's what I care about. Medal count. Now.
With our goals, we struggle.
We are. We're hurting. I mean, we're probably not going to win the most golds, are we?
We were 5 behind last I looked or something.
We're 4 behind now.
Thank goodness.
According to Google. So China's leading the way with 8.
We'll catch up because track's going to deliver a lot.
Oh, that's true.
Richardson.
That's right.
Jamaican just dropped out of 100.
Yes.
It's making it even
yes.
more.
Yeah, we're fast.
She's a massive favorite.
And now Shakari.
We'll get them
she's
there.
Like massive favorite now.
Yep.
She's had 2 dropouts.
And I'm like Shakari, smoke them on and off the track.
Mm-hmm. So believe me, and we're going to do really well. I think we'll catch up on the goals. And
pretty
we'll
good.
Certainly.
That was Drake. That was Drake.
The whole medal count.
Yeah.
We'll catch up. Don't
but
worry.
But yeah, we are dominating the overall medal count,
yeah.
Which is 28.
And that will continue.
Second place. Who would you guess second?
Overall medal count?
Yeah.
Just China or one of those, so Australia or something.
France
that's
has
right.
22.
That's right. I saw that.
France has 22.
Home country's doing pretty well.
And it's a pretty big gap from there. So I think it's interesting when you Google Olympic medal count, the United States is the medal leader, but they're ranked 7th because they only have 4 goals.
Because they count goals. And every medal count does it the same way.
Right.
It's a little bit weird to look at, but everybody does it the same,
right.
a universal way.
Well, let me ask you this. If the United States finishes 3rd in golds,
mm-hmm.
but 1st in medal count, America had the best Olympics, right?
Yeah. Debatable. Depends on how close it was with the other medals.
Which way would you come down?
And then you would say more the best performances were by the country that had the most goals.
So if it is
close in terms of number on silver and bronze, you absolutely have to roll with the team that's got the most goals.
What if it was a country that had
unless the number's just not even close
15 golds and no other medals?
You're going to take me down every scenario here until you get your.
I just want to know. I want to really know the. I want to pin it down to the most extreme example. Who had the better Olympics? The United States has 40 medals but less golds than a country that has 15 golds and no other medals.
I mean, the 15 gold, stand up, dude.
All right,
that's,
man.
That's you're the best in the world in 15 different things.
Yeah, I think I probably agree. I think, you know.
If I got all bronzes, is that better? No, it's certainly not if it's all bronzes.
Right, yeah.
You know, but it's more in the medal count. That's not better.
Especially
that's,
America, we don't play for second or third.
100%.
We don't celebrate that here.
No, so you get it now.
Yeah,
we're measured by golds, ultimately. It's just like you measure coaches by playoffs, what they do then as opposed to regular seasons. In the end, right?
Yeah, even though I think sometimes we shouldn't, but that is what we do. You know, I mean, coaches get labeled as chokers until they win the Super Bowl. Just the truth. Andy Reid was like that until he won 30.
Sure was.
And now he's one of the greatest ever.
Consider him a GOAT.
Even though he's the same coach, right? Like, I get it. It stamps you. I understand that. But, you know, Matt Painter's a great coach, too, even if he's never won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
But if he won one.
Well, we were questioning Hurley before he got cemented.
That's right.
Because it was a slow build.
That's right.
A slow build at UConn.
If Matt Painter wins a title, he will be considered one of the best ever. And if he doesn't, he won't. That's the truth. And that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes in the.
But he did a lot for himself last year, making the title game.
He did. He showed.
Before that, it was your Mr. Choke.
Agreed.
Lose early.
Agreed. And you ran into a bus.
It does. It is clearly another level once you got the title. Look at Hurley. I mean, you're right about that.
Yeah,
but Painter did a lot.
No, I think so.
I was one of the ones.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get
so
eliminated.
Look at this guy.
You go
he's
from
a freaking
being eliminated
choker
in the first round to winning, going to the title.
Why do they always get the benefit of the doubt? This guy's going out early every year.
Exactly.
But yeah, you know that push they made was pretty impressive.
Exactly.
And it wasn't a ton of talent around Edie, just in terms of individually. Like, it's not a lot of athletes. They had a good system, and obviously a stud in Edie.
Yeah, Frank is listening from the Daily Memphis. He points out you should do a point system instead of just medal count, right? Like, you should weigh golds 3 points, silvers 2 points.
Yeah, I get that.
Bronze
that's
1 point.
It's not a bad idea.
As opposed to just a raw medal count. And that will determine the true champ, you know, of the Olympics. And I think more times than not, it would be correct, right?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, that would be my guess.
That's actually a pretty good system.
So, yeah, I'm down with that format for sure. We'll get one with the men's basketball. We'll get one with the women's basketball. So that's good. So that's two right there we can earmark. We're going to earmark one for Sha'Carri, right? So that's gonna get us to 7. What else we got going? Men's volleyball, we have a chance? I see them winning. I don't know if they have a chance to medal. Probably not.
All right, there's got to be more in the pool. We're not done with the pool, I don't think.
Okay.
There'll be more coming in the pool.
There's so many different.
Oh, and then, I mean, what are we talking about? Breakdancing.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be some golds.
Do you know how, by chance, the Olympics, like, ticketing works? So do you just buy tickets for the day and you just go wherever the hell you want? Like, or is it specific events that you would buy tickets to? Or do they even sell tickets? I don't know how it works.
Not sure.
I need
but
to
we can check in that for you for L.A. and have you ready for 28.
Yeah. And I would can you get on it a little sooner than 2027? I need to kind of have my ducks in a row in terms of what I need, how much money I'm going to be spending, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I need to know that.
I'm not sure you've got enough vacation in 28 to... I think you've used some of it up already.
No, Odyssey gives you a flexible, you can take as much vacation as you want. That's
I didn't get that CC, bro.
It's they call it flexible.
That seems to be what you're operating on now.
Yeah, though, man. Flexible, bro. Yeah, for sure.
I'm counting.
A lot of times when I travel, man, I do the show. When I was in Vegas last week, last year I did the show. It was a great week, man. You know, never forget. Never forget. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd, the fourth grader, joins us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about all of this U.S. men, his week with Jeffrey. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John on Eternal FM, yes.
It's going to be a party over at Robert Irwin Jewelers if you get over there by Saturday. All this week through Saturday, they got the Wedding Band Expo going on. It's the last week of Summer of 1,000 Engagements. If you heard us talking about it, but you haven't done anything about it, listen a little closer. This thing's ending. And so if you're close to popping the question, your significant other, and you don't have the ring yet, you're not doing it right unless you get over to Robert Irwin Jewelers right now. Buy one wedding band, get the second wedding band half off. 0% down, 0% interest for 12 months. So Howie's got all the payment options. Get the free vacation as well for two, starting at $2,495. You spend that, which you're going to do for an engagement ring, you got the free vacation and exotic locale to go pop the question. No stress, and you got the meant-to-be guarantee, which means your loose diamond custom-made engagement ring is going to be able to be replaced. You have 365 days to return it should anything happen. So Howie covers it all. It's not just weddings either. He's got rings for I got the jobs, other congratulatory events in your life. He's got the perfect gift for whatever it is and the perfect gift for any budget. Always bigger, brighter diamonds and better prices. The best at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Online at rijewelers.com.
Norton Hurd IV is going to join us in just a little bit. MLB trade deadline came and went yesterday. I don't believe you guys did anything, right?
Not that I saw.
Cardinals didn't do anything? Oh, they did do something?
Oh, yes. They got Tommy Pham, and he hit a grand slam in the first game back.
Tommy Pham.
Yeah, they traded Tommy Edmonds in a three-way deal with the White Sox and the Dodgers. And they sent, you know, there's prospects involved from the Dodgers. The Red Sox, or I mean the White Sox, gave up their dude. And then they got a right-handed pitcher, Eric, I don't know the guy's name, Feedy from the White Sox. So they did that deal. And then they also got Pham.
Now, this is a reunion for Pham, right?
It is,
he started his career with the Cardinals.
Yeah, unfortunately, they didn't use him when he was good for a team that won the world title, World Series.
Yeah.
You know, so this is what the Cardinals do. They like they get you on your second career as opposed to the good one, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, Tommy Pham, the pitcher, the right-handed pitcher from the White Sox, and then player to be named later from the Dodgers, the White Sox, and the Dodgers. Yeah.
As you guys are so obviously fighting for the playoffs.
Yeah, we're in the wild card hunt.
As the Cubs have completely given up on any hope.
And
we are fully in Bears mode over there.
The embarrassment of the season.
At least they got a good coach, you know?
Yeah, at least they have a good coach.
Apparently. Guess.
Craig Counsell, baby.
Yeah.
Didn't we? Even when that move was made, I was like, what has Craig Counsell won?
Why are we
paying? He's getting paid the most in Major League Baseball, is he not? I thought he was.
No, and as they pointed out on the morning show, managers in baseball, I mean, it's like, you need multiple good waves of good players.
Never won a thing in Milwaukee. Not anything of any relevance.
It's why the Dodgers are good.
Back to the trade deadline, though. Disappointed to not see your man Brent Rooker.
Yes.
Dealt.
Oh. Yes, he did not get traded.
We're hoping he was going to get traded to a contender instead of having to, because he's been great with the A's, but you would like to have seen him at 29 years old now in a more competitive situation.
Right.
I just wanted, I guess the A's were asking too much for him. That's typically what they do.
Yeah.
They always end up trading off their talent. They never want to pay their talent and end up moving off of it, but I guess the price was not good enough for them to move off of Rooker. I was disappointed when you mentioned that he didn't get moved.
Yes. Rooker is an amazing baseball player. He really is.
Yes.
He is 15th in the majors in batting average. He is 8th in the majors in home runs.
Wow.
He is tied for 4th in the majors with RBI, and he is 7th in OPS.
Eh? Yep.
I mean,
can flat out rake.
The guy is.
I mean, there would have been plenty of contenders could have used him. Price must have been too
Yankees
high.
Yankees would have been on the high on the list, right?
Many would have been interested.
But I will say he handled it with class as usual. You know, he basically said, I want to be in the locker room with these guys.
Yeah.
Now, I think there is a part of it, too, that, you know, in 4 years they are moving to Vegas. Now, that's a long time, 4 years, but baseball players can play a long time. I mean,
what kind of deal is he on?
That's a good question.
Like, when is he up?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I'd like, just for him, I'd like to see him get, you
I
know,
think he has the he has the
through.
Deal of
1 year, $750. I mean, it's nothing probably with incentives.
Wow.
So he's a free agent.
Yeah, he's going to be.
So he will get paid.
Good for him. He's going to get paid this offseason.
And he knows that.
Yeah. The problem is the contenders, like the Orioles, who have a ton of prospects, like the Orioles are in first place, so they're not trading any of their young prospects at all, you know?
Yeah. It is amazing, though. Like, that's. He didn't want to get traded.
He's only made $750,000 last 2 years. Well, $725,000 last year, $750,000 this year. He about to get paid.
Yeah, you would think.
He's going to be a Dodger or a Yankee, right?
Yeah, you would think. Somebody will pay him.
Or a Brave.
The Cardinals would be a good candidate because he's a big player. He's a good player, a good hitter, but they could probably get him at a Cardinal price.
Well, that's what
they love that $10 million player. They don't like the $20 million
player.
That's
the kind of BS you're already on. We ain't taking less
than I get what you're saying, but he's a lot like our guy Kennard. You know, he's the Luke Kennard of Major League Baseball.
He is not taking $10 million. He is a $20 million player.
I don't know, man. Like,
he is too good.
He had some rough spots there for a little bit.
Listen
before he got. I'm not trying to disparage Brent Rooker.
The last 2 years, he was a damn all-star last
Brent,
year.
How old's Brent now?
He's 29.
Still
yeah, you probably. Well,
he's getting $20 million from somebody. I guarantee
you. You think he'll get $20 million a year?
I guarantee
you. Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, the Yankees would do it.
Yeah, and I'd pay him $20 million. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, he could be he's the linchpin of your lineup.
Depends on how many years he wants, but I think you're right.
I'd give him 6.
Why would at 20?
Yes. Where's he going?
Man.
This dude's done it 2 years now. He got into a situation. He was kind of bouncing around Minnesota, and then he went to San Diego, and then he's been with Oakland since then, and he's been great since he finally got a shot.
Deal was $570. His other Twins deal was $560.
I'm throwing this out there because I don't know, but it says back to trade chips. They were talking about Oakland, the possibility of trading him. One is 29-year-old Brent Rooker, who it says is under contract through 2028.
It doesn't reflect that in his.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it either on Baseball Reference or whatever, but it said this says. I don't know. I mean, it's an Oakland A's.
SpotTrack doesn't have that. Baseball Reference doesn't have that.
Okay.
You know.
Jeez.
Do they say it's a free agent year for him next year?
So, okay. I mean, baseball free agency is so stupid, right? Because
they have arbitration, which is a way to do this.
It would just be blatantly wrong to say he's under contract through 2028.
So explain to me arbitration.
So I think
that's what he's under. He's under arbitration.
He's in a 1 year $750. So they'd go to arbitration if he took it to the players union next year, I believe. And he could, and you know what he'd get? Another crap deal. He would get screwed.
So how does that work? How does arbitration work?
You got me,
work?
Brother. There's somebody smarter than me that can explain it.
But why is it the way it is? Why can't he just hit the open market? What is arbitration? So basically, the arbitrator decide whether or not he's fair value?
Yeah, like the Cardinals love doing this. They did it with one of their – they did it with Helsley. Helsley was in arbitration. He said, you guys are a bunch of jackasses. Pay me. And so he goes to arbitration, and they said, okay – you're not worth $5 million. You're worth $8 million. I'm making that number up, but you get my point.
Yeah, but I mean, he would win arbitration, though.
He probably
would. Because he's a freaking all-star a year ago, and he's top 10 in every category.
You would think he'd get a hell of a lot more than he's getting paid now.
I mean, yeah.
It's weird because, like you talk about, these look like one-year deals that he signed.
Right.
You know? So, but again, I don't know why they would still have control through 20.
I don't know how many.
At least I can't explain it.
How often do who's the big player that's gone to arbitration? I don't know. Corbin Burns with the arbitration. Kyle Tucker, Max
Fried.
Like
a lot of them do every
offseason. Helsley, you pointed out.
The Cardinals are famous for this. They don't mind pissing off their players.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know how it works and how successful these players are. But, damn, I would hate that. I would be miserable, quite frankly. Like, to be that good making that salary, knowing that there are guys that are, like, you know. But there are, like, Aaron Judge and Austin Riley. These guys got big deals. Is that all just because the club was saying, we'll just pay it, we don't have to go to arbitration?
So
yes, those did pay them before.
Why wouldn't the Athletics do that?
Well, they just consider those prospects
cheap as hell.
That's why. Yeah, but they historically they have.
Rooker didn't break through as a regular until after his 28th birthday. He had some rough early turbulence. His 30th birthday in November, and he's probably amidst the best season of his career. At the same time, the A's aren't facing contractual pressure to make a deal. Rooker is playing for a marginally league minimum salary. He'll qualify. Here we go. He'll qualify for arbitration next season and is under team control through 27. His power-oriented skill set is the kind that pays well over time in arbitration, but his first-year salary will be affordable. The A's
and that was different than what the one I read said. They said the control was through 28. So I think there seems to be confusion in terms of the coverage of his contract.
Even with ownership limitations, they'll be able to accommodate a salary in the $4 to $6 million range for Rooker without issue. But I mean.
That feels low for what he's doing. Does he have 26 home runs?
Yes, bro.
No, he's killing it. And the thing about baseball is you get guys who had to work himself back.
He is
recall.
Criminally underpaid.
Yes, dude.
And it doesn't look like there's a way to get there next year.
And this isn't a rookie. This is a guy that's been in the league for a long time.
Yeah. But the slow start hurt him is what it looks like.
I mean, yeah, but the slow start has now become a career, right?
I mean, nobody arguing they don't deserve the money.
Yeah, he had 30 home runs a year ago.
Right, but I'm saying this season, he got plenty more season left.
He's on pace
26.
For what, like 40 to 45 this year?
Jeez.
I don't know what the
bro is on a power surge.
Crazy, he is killing the ball.
Yeah, man,
killing the ball. He's paid.
He's on pace. He's on pace for 39 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
What did Shohei have that 1 year?
What did you talking about? One of the best doing it.
I know, but what was the record?
I have no idea. What record
was it? Didn't he break a single season home run record?
Otani? No, I don't think he's
It's got Barry Bonds. Bro.
Yeah, Bonds has got
that. Okay, well, what were we following there? What was
He was doing the 40-40 thing where he was stealing and stolen bases.
40-40 last year was the thing, wasn't it?
He's trying for that again.
But he hits bombs. I mean, everyone Otani
Okay,
hits.
So in 2021, that dude hit 46.
Yeah, I mean, he's a beast.
He's a joke.
It's a little bit
but
different.
But Brent Rooker is 7 off that on pace.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like, what are we doing? I mean, that's unbelievable. That's why I had him so high in the top
No, I get you.
No, I'm saying,
you had him top five.
I had him 18.
Well, it's guys like Austin Riley. When you see that money in front of you, because baseball is brutal, bro.
Yeah.
It is so brutal. You know, you get that big signing bonus. You want to be drafted, and there's a million of these dudes. So, like, you see that money, and you're like, I'll sign the 5-year, 6-7-year deal, $40 million. Because when you put that kind of money out there, and a lot of it's, you know, it's just you go for it.
Did you see the guy that DM'd Brent Rooker because he didn't hit a home run?
What? I didn't see
that. So there was a sports bettor that had a big parlay, $5 paid $21K, and Brent Rooker to hit a home run was the last leg.
Oh, no.
Right? And Brent had four singles, but he didn't have the home run. And so the guy DM'd him. The guy DM'd him and said, you sold me yesterday, one leg away from 21K, and all you could do was hit singles. This is on Instagram. And Brent responded, and he said... He said, this is Brent. Brent's hilarious, man. Brent said, my brother, I cannot explain to you the extent of which I do not care. I cannot even begin to express how much I do not care.
I cannot believe people that think that much of themselves and their money that are going to try to, you know, message these athletes and say, you let me down. I can't believe you didn't do that. Yeah, I know it does. I can't believe the audacity of those folks.
It's crazy, isn't it, Jason?
To think you're that important that they care about your damn bit.
That's nuts.
And it is.
But you know, nuts. They're doing it seriously, too. That's what's crazy. They're
they've lost their minds.
They've lost their minds because of that money.
Yeah. His fault he didn't hit a home for my 21K.
DMing a damn athlete?
Make the damn bet, fool.
I bet every single day of my life. And I've
and
never
you don't hit anybody up that loses
a
bet for you. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I might cuss him on a text message.
I mean, that's just a whole nother. Your ego at that point is just on a whole nother planet.
Yeah, no doubt. Norton Hurd the Fourth is here. He's going to join us when we get back. Jason and John, Eddie Turner, FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Gordon Hurd the Fourth is the team Thad director and coach. Black Coach Association All-Star Selection Board, he did last year on the EYBL. We're waiting on this year what the Black Coach Association had to say about their finish. They were one of the top teams in Peach Jam. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. very prestigious list. You can follow him on X at Dream Big Herd and on IG at I Am Coach Herd. He may have others now because he's a big-time radio star. He's on all week last week. You know, John was listening intently, so was I, with Jeffrey Wright as part of Jeffrey and Company. Did a fantastic job. You already comfortable on the radio, it felt like a natural just in your time with us, but I thought I saw an even more comfortable Herd for five straight days with Jeffrey last week, a guy that really, really felt like he was becoming part of the team.
Oh, yeah.
Finding his place.
Yeah, Jeff is good people, man. Jeffrey Wright, you know,
I'll pull that down to you so you can get comfortable.
Okay,
in your seat. You know,
okay. Yeah. Jeffrey Wright, good dude. Know a lot about sports.
Yes, he does.
You know, all of you guys here, that's what make it unique. Everybody has their own way of how they give their sports analogy and things like that. So I would see Jeff a little bit in the hallway, and yeah. I knew had a really good relationship with Giannato and y'all too, but I'd be leaving as he was coming. So getting to know him that week was really fun. I feel like it was good chemistry and things like that, and we got let the people know a lot of things. So it was pretty good.
And John's going to have some follow-ups
because
he wants to know what you learned.
I've got a checklist.
What you learned about yourself and all that stuff.
I'll be giving away my questions.
Is there ever a situation where Herd is uncomfortable?
You're talking about in life or
on
radio?
I'm talking about in life because clearly you've shown that this radio thing, unflappable, whether you're as a guest, whether it's as a co-host, whatever it is. I'm just one areas of life where Herd walks into and maybe you are a little uncomfortable. Oh, this is a little different than what I'm used to. Because I don't think I've ever seen you rattled.
Yeah.
Other than, say, a game's not going. I'm just talking about in walks of life.
Yeah, I try to stay smooth. And I have, you know, friends, friend guys, friend girls. And we talk a lot and give each other advice. And I try to always look at things in a positive way. Mm-hmm. And I try to also look at things as like, everything not worth getting over crazy about. Sometimes
okay. anxiety.
Yeah, like sometimes you like sit down and you can handle it in a unique way.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the only two things is, let's say me, you, and John Jay, we was meeting at like a restaurant or a lounge or something. Sometimes I don't like walking in big crowds of people.
Okay, and that's like John.
Yeah, like correct. I like you to meet me at the door. I'd be like, come back to the door or something.
Yeah.
I don't like to look for people and I actually think I got a gift, and people have actually offered me jobs and stuff. I have to get to speak, but I don't really like in front of large
public speaking, large crowds,
okay. or whatever.
So
like
up
that.
On the stage.
Yeah, that's a little different. I'm used to talking to teams.
You're talking to a lot of people right now, but you don't know that. Because you don't see them.
No, I know it because our ratings are off the chain at 92.9, and we do a great job with all our segments.
Listen to this.
So I understand how many people are on lunch break
but
right
not,
now.
But they're not looking at
me. No, they're not looking at me. They don't know if I got a hole in my shirt, two socks, and stuff like that.
They don't know
and
that.
We're giving them proper information. And I say the
that's
only
right.
thing and other thing would be we all got Thad and me are all of us, we taking the kids and family to Disney next week.
Wow.
And they have showed me some new rides that I'm like,
yeah.
I don't think I could get on that at this
which
age.
One is that in particular?
Some that's from the Jurassic Park movie. It came out last year or something.
Yeah, okay.
It go over and be young, and I'm just not with all
the Velociraptor roller coaster.
I think it
is. Yeah,
I'm just, and it started off going 50 miles.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
It's dropping you everywhere.
We're too old.
I think we might be the same person, man, because I don't like big crowds and I don't like roller coasters.
Yeah, up and down, but I'm not ready to get flipped anymore. I think my bones, they're
100%.
Not old, but they're to the point they want to just go in the right direction.
Well said.
Well said.
Did you go to Mitchell?
Went to Mitchell High School in Walker Home.
Okay.
Come on, man.
I'm just confirming. Did you have like a lot of friends? Like what was your life at Mitchell like?
Humbly speaking, I was one of those guys.
Okay, okay. I was just wondering.
Let it go here. You have to apparently you have to school him on your
I didn't know.
You didn't know this man came from Walker Homes and Mitchell.
I knew he came from Walker Homes and Mitchell. I didn't want to assume.
Yeah. Not only did I go to Mitchell, I was blessed to go to school with the second best player that ever played basketball
Let
in Memphis and one of the top athletes easily to come out of the city.
Well, again, you know,
note what he said
in history.
Second best player to ever come out.
To such a level of basketball.
I see how this is happening. I see how this is unfolding. I just want to dodge a little bit here, you know.
He understands.
I definitely have been on the side of that. And look, let's just address the elephant in the room, right? Because there's a big elephant in the room. That is Thad not being, we're going to talk about it. Thad not being included in the Daily Memphian top 25 athletes since 2000.
Criminal omission.
Yep. I acknowledge that.
Okay. I acknowledge that. As soon as it hit me, I knew.
I saw his face hurt.
I said, damn it.
Like, damn.
We messed this up. We messed this up, and it was too late. It was too late to go back and fix it because the ballots were in. But I wish I could go back and change it because I personally believe that when you consider how many years in the league, 17?
Yep. 17.
17 years in the NBA. Obviously, untold amounts of money in terms of, you know, and my contention is the NBA is the hardest league in the world to make. Yes. I truly believe that. Because how many greats have we seen come through Memphis and not be able to do it?
A lot.
I mean, sure.
a lot we thought we were going to make.
Joe Jackson, Chris Crawford,
you know,
Jeremiah Martin, you name, right? I mean, mm-hmm. they've all come through and nobody has done it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just about being great at basketball, but it's also about being a great teammate, mm-hmm. offering something on a professional level, mm-hmm. you know? And I feel like 17 years in the NBA, getting there, getting a cup of coffee, one thing. Summer league tryout, one thing. Staying 17, that's very few have done that. Mm. And so that's why I feel like, you know, again, this is a ball.
John's with us.
This is a ball. I dropped it.
But not every daily Memphian.
Jeff does not.
Worker is.
I mean, we can just say, and he can look, you can take this up with Jeff, and I'm sure he'd be glad to have the conversation with. But Jeff, his condition is just being a professional does not make you great.
Hold on. When you say Jeff, we're talking about Calkins, not Wright.
Calkins, okay. Yes.
And my bad for us jumping this. I know you had a couple more questions for me.
No, I want to get that. I want to let you talk about
this. I would just say for that, you know, for the Daly and Memphians who didn't vote for him, you definitely dropped the ball. We're not coming in here like an angry guy. We coming to you helping you, helping enlighten you on the history of my city and my sport. Because some of us might have been in Buffalo, New York, when this first happened, Florida. And so we was able to witness this. Like, we were all witnesses in the Walker Home community, like LeBron. We were witnesses. Jason Smith was there writing up at the time, the commercial appeal. John Barlas was in the stand. You had Roy Williams, everybody out there.
John Barlas had a ballot.
Well, me and John would talk, too. We were good friends, too.
I'm just saying.
Maybe we need to tell John about this if John didn't have him in his.
Yeah, so I would say this. This not being biased, it's not saying friendship. The criteria don't fully make sense either who came up with it. It was either you had to be from Memphis, play for the Grizzlies or Tigers at one point. I don't know how we mix all that. Is that true?
It was.
Yeah, it got convoluted. You're right.
So if you played for the University of Memphis, Tigers. But you weren't from Memphis.
Yeah, you can get included.
Well, your pro career would not be included.
You have to be from here or have gone to high school here for your whole program.
But this would apply to Thad because he is from Memphis.
No, I'm just using the example because the other people I still on the list. You had people who would play for the Grizzlies.
Right.
You had people that was Tigers.
Correct.
And you had, I see high school guys on there.
Correct. Like somebody who should not have made it that did make it was Steven Gostkowski. Because
he's
not from here, and his college career was just okay.
Yeah.
His pro career would absolutely land in there.
You're not supposed to count what he did with
there,
the Patriots.
But that was not supposed to be eligible.
Well, let's not confuse him with all that stuff.
And that's not confusing, but to me, now it's not, no disrespect, now the criteria is changing from person to person. It's feel like we're pushing back the goalposts. And I want to say this, most guys on the Daily Memphian, I respect their body of work. I love what Calkins do. 9/11, he does a good thing. But on this one, I would just say we did get it wrong. And if it's a way to fix it, if not, not only are we talking about, I heard somebody throw all-stars in there. Well, first of all, the average NBA career is 3 to 4 years. This is Thaddeus Young, 18th year.
Yeah.
Thaddeus Young have scored 15,000 points in the NBA. That's more than anybody from Memphis, Tennessee that have played in the NBA before.
Period.
He has like 7,000 rebounds, 3,000. I mean,
yeah.
To the point,
yep.
And then even if we mention his high school career, he's top 10 in mostly all categories. Money made, USA. I'm not even getting the explanation of this.
It's a no-brainer.
And I have heard that 1 through 5 come out tomorrow, or it come out today or tomorrow.
1 through 5 is tomorrow.
And with 1 through 5 doing tomorrow, I don't know if we Christians here, but we all always have a chance for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Somebody need to go change their vote. Okay, at one point, certain people thought they was voting for a certain presidential guy that just dropped out. Now we have to think in a different way. You have time to redeem yourself.
They won't do that.
Well, but guess what? The preacher tell me stuff all the time. It's on me to do it. Mm-hmm. He say, here, you have time to ask for forgiveness. You have time to go clean up old debts, okay? So it's on you. So I think, because I believe in the Daily Memphis, not like I believe in 92.9, but I believe in the Daily Memphis, I think somebody will have a group call tonight. I think they will all get on the Zoom.
They've been apparently talking in the
groups. People want to do what's right in the world, and that's what we love about this great city. Look at the Liberty Bowl. We got to do what's right. We got to renovate it. We got to renovate this list, okay? And we got to upgrade this list.
It does need renovation.
And we, by tomorrow, can do what's right for the city of Memphis.
That's good.
For the people.
That's good.
And do what's right. And I want to make this last point. Do you know some of my favorite players, Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard, Lou Williams, and these guys? These are all-stars.
Yep.
Superstars. They were forced out of the NBA. Thaddeus Young was still getting and is still getting guaranteed contracts.
Yep.
This is something awfully special this guy is doing right here in our city that I think because he don't do a lot of interviews, he do so much giving back, he don't want recognition, and he just sits in. We don't appreciate him as much as we should because it's not fancy. It's not this kind of how I think me and Jeffrey talked about Tim Duncan, the greatest power forward, but he feel like people don't mention him enough because he just went about his business. So in the era we are now, if you're not on social media, you're not acting a fool, you're not doing fancy stuff, you know, it's like on the street. You know how many regular cars cost more than fancy cars? But when they pull up, people, oh, this person got a this, this, this. And we just got to do what's right. Thaddeus Young, easily top five athletes ever to come out of Memphis. Top two basketball players, and he did all this with a 4.0, good citizen, never got in trouble. I know none of that means nothing, but from that stake, but, I mean, we dropped
proud
the
son of Memphis.
Yeah. It's part of the case. It's part of the case.
You know what it is? I'll put the bow on it. It's because he's not the biggest part is he's not a Tiger. You're right. He's low-key. He doesn't ask for the attention, but also because when he didn't play for the Tigers, a lot of people just kind of did this with him. And unfortunately, when you do lists like these that don't include him, it's not just sort of the fans, the Tigers fans that say, well, Thaddeus don't mean much because he didn't play for Tigers. It's media then sort of forgetting about Thaddeus Young. And that's what's unfortunate about this is you're kind of getting, everybody's getting caught. They forgot about Thad because Thad wasn't a Tiger, man. And here's an example of the media doing it. That's the way I look at it. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, we got to do better. And you know, with everything, we have to continue to evolve.
Now, I don't know about top five. It's hard to get in top five.
Well,
because they're going to have Mark in there, and they're going to have, you
top
know.
Top 10 at worst. Because you're talking about the second best basketball player to ever come out.
And certainly the best since 2000. That's your point.
Yeah, like, and then with everything you have. Also, this is just the 2000.
This is just the last 24
Penny
years.
So Penny not even on this list?
So you take Penny out because accomplishments were right beforehand. So this is, yes. It's a glaring omission.
He's borderline top five. But like with anything, we have to continue to evolve in life, and I think as great as our
I like
media
the way
is,
you're approaching it.
Media training, we need to continue to upgrade that every 6 months to kind of influence the media world with the city of Memphis people. And we just keep passing, and that was what was good about Jeffrey last week, a guy from MUS and a guy from Mitchell. We was able to pass information from each other.
Seamlessly.
He told me some stuff about they was doing on Poplar out here. I was telling him some stuff we was doing out there, and we was continuing to learn what was going on.
It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It was for five straight days.
Yeah.
Again, John, not the enemy here, because he's one of the accountable. He's one of the ones that's raising his hand and said, we got this wrong.
I can show texts.
But we can forget about him being in the top five tomorrow. That is not happening, and they're not going to redo the list.
They can write their wrongs. I'm giving you an opportunity here on national radio, local radio, 10, 15, 20,000 people. Listen, they're depending on you guys who got it wrong to get it right. So the blood is on your hands if you don't change it.
It is blood. It's bloody.
And one more thing. Love Calkins, love his work. I got time this week and next week. I will come on his show. We can debate on it. I know Calkins usually have a really, really good, interesting take on how.
Well, former attorney, so you gonna get the, you know.
Hey, he can have all he want. I got more evidence on Thaddeus Young being the best that he can go. He can dig up the best attorneys in the world. He can bring them all in there that day, and I have evidence that this guy deserves.
He's gonna have a hard time. I think you're gonna win him over. That's what it sounds like. Wasn't he kind of couched it and said, I would have him on my list, even though he's not an all-star.
Yeah,
if Herd applied some pressure.
I think that was the biggest
My boy Giannotto leaving the Daily Memphis just act a fool already. You know, I know he would have.
So they, because DM could just wild out because Giannotto's gone from the CIA?
Is that what you're saying? I don't know. One of the best talents left, I don't know.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well,
I'd love to see his top 25 list.
I know Thaddeus Young would have been on that.
Can we sign you up for a Daily Memphian subscription?
Yeah, anytime I support it, I probably would have canceled today, but started back in a month.
take a minute, take a breather, you know, and then as our saying goes, come home.
Right.
You know, come home.
I'm there,
and I think this is home too.
I think it's home. I think you're as comfortable as possible. You know, and like you said, you know, it don't matter if you're black or white. You know, with Jeffrey and company. You know,
yeah, I don't know where that came from.
It was like,
no,
it was like that. When I heard them on the radio last week, I was like, I was hearing the Michael Jackson song. You know, that's just what was. That's what was.
Oh, okay. Diversity is good.
Y'all just gotta go. Y'all gotta come with me, man. Y'all gotta take that journey with me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes y'all don't be wanting to fly with me as Jason, but fly with me, bro. We'll get there.
We be wanting to be behind you. We don't know where you're going sometimes.
Exactly.
We support
we're
you.
We're right with you.
Yeah.
Just don't know where the hell we're going, up or down.
Yeah, but did you die? No, you did not. We got there in one piece, man. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to your return.
Thank you for this.
Look forward to your return. You're the man, Norton Hurd the fourth. Real quick before we get out of here, USA minus 30.5 against South Sudan. Yes or no?
They should win by 30, right?
That's the number.
They got to win by 31. Do you like it or no?
On the bed, I would say no. On morally, I would say if they don't win by 30, because me and Jeffrey went back and forth on this, and he finally agreed with me, I think that they got to start showing more dominance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did it against Serbia now. I'll tell you that. I mean, that was as good as it gets.
Yeah, but
that's
then
Joker.
you had a Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
like,
he was
like perfect game.
Yes.
Nobody going to be perfect. So
I'm with you. There's no excuse for this stuff.
And don't, let's not act like they're double-teaming Joker and stuff. We know what Joker was still giving.
He played him even.
Business.
Yeah. Played him even. And when he was on the floor, it was a tie game. It was the non-Joker minutes where the United States took off. But they did take off. So we'll see. So you're saying plus 30.5 for South Sudan, but you'd like to see the United States do it.
Yeah.
Even though you don't think they will. All right. Well, we'll keep it on the record. He is Norton Hurd the fourth, Team
Thad,
program director and coach. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.